There's another leading cause of TMA, which is known as the hemolytic syndrome, or HUS. What's that?
So HUS is hemolytic uremic syndrome. So when it was initially described, they found that patients with TMA, instead of having neurological symptoms like in TTP, they have kidney failure. And that's why where the term uremia was coined. So patients with TMA who primarily have kidney involvement have something called as hemolytic uremic syndrome. It can be caused by mainly two different entities. The first and the common one is infections. And these infections mainly are known as from E. coli, Shigella, and pneumococcus, among other infections.
And the most common one in the state of North Carolina was at one point a petting zoo at the North Carolina State Fair, petting goats that carried on their fur those bugs. Okay. You can also get those microorganisms or bacteria from food.
Yes. So uncooked burgers, uncooked beef, you can get some of those toxins from there.
It's the reason to cook hamburgers all the way through. It's the reason to wash even things like alfalfa sprouts really well, because otherwise those bacteria just aren't washed away.
Correct.
And in addition to the infectious causes of hemolytic uremic syndrome, there is something else called the atypical form, which is a genetic abnormality as well.
Correct. So atypical HUS is when you have the same features, but it's not caused by an infection, but due to an unregulated activation of something called as alternate complement pathway. Complement pathway is one of our defense mechanisms that fights infections. A genetic defect or a mutation in one of these regulators let this alternate complement pathway get activated uncontrollably and result in thrombotic microangiopathy.
So in terms of the genetic causes of these thrombotic microangiopathies, there's the absence or deficiency of an enzyme that cleaves the protein that stops you from bleeding. And another genetic cause of the same kind of thrombotic microangiopathy is a defect in the way we control infection. So both of these are genetic abnormalities that pertain to regulation of bleeding and or regulation of infection, handling infections. What is the most common place for a patient to discover that they have a thrombotic microangiopathy? Is it because they've been hospitalized because of clotting and bleeding and neurological dysfunction, or are patients picked up in the outpatient setting?
So it's rarely picked up in the early outpatient setting is because the early symptoms are very vague. They may have little malaise, they may have little weakness, little headache. Most of the time they get hospitalized is because when the blood work is done, usually the platelet count is severely low in these patients and sometimes dangerously low that they get admitted to the hospital. And that's when additional blood tests are done and the ADAMTS-13 and other evaluations are done and when they are picked up.